broadcast already in progress.
I am of that age. Mike, don't laugh at me. Keep getting up in the morning. I'm at that age where I got to have some help with these eyes. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. And I'm going to ask the videographers, yes, once we read all three of them, I want you to put verse 1 up there and don't take it down until I tell you. And then I want you to put verse 2 up there. Don't take it down until I tell you. And then I want you to put verse 3 up there. And don't take it down, praise God, until I tell you. Let's look at this word. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. I know the King James is a little bit different. The King James starts out with the word wherefore, but every other translation starts out with the word therefore. And it ties back perfectly to chapter 11 that you just finished reading. And look what he says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a large crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily strip us up. Let us run with endurance. We know the King James say patience. The race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Verse number 3 says, think of all the hostilities he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. You may be seated. I want to tag this sermon as staying focused. And I believe that it is an appropriate time as we grow closer to celebrate 129, I believe, years of this church's existence. And when I think about this church and any other church, my mind goes back to, we talked about it a little bit in Sunday school this morning. My mind goes back to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Praise God. When Jesus told Peter, he said, and I said unto thee that thou art Peter. Amen. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, we all know that the rock was no one else other than Jesus himself. And as I look at our text here in Hebrew, I want to remind us that God is calling us. Praise God. Oh, I'm going to teach today, y'all. God is calling us to a higher place in service, of praise, of worship, of love, of forgiveness, of reconciliation, and also of evangelism. Amen. He's calling us to go to higher heights. When I gave my annual message at United, there were five recommendations that I made, and one of those recommendations we've already accomplished. The second recommendation, we're going to start it this Thursday evening, but this is only for pastors, preachers, and ministers. Praise God. We're going to have what I call a pastor-preacher conference over at the Zion Hill Church that's going to talk about church growth. Amen. And don't get it twisted. Church growth is not just in church numbers. God wants to take us, amen, to a higher height. He wants to take us, praise God, to higher places in service. Amen. And all those other things that I just labeled. But in order for us to go to higher heights, we have to stay focused. We have to stay focused. Praise God. And that is what I want to talk about this morning, my brothers and my sisters, staying focused. Amen. What do I mean by staying focused? I mean not allowing ourselves to be distracted, praise God, by the things of this world. But in order for us to stay focused, praise God, we have to do a few things. And I know that in our text, it tells us exactly what we must do. Amen. Praise God. We have to stay focused. Staying focused means staying in the race. It means keeping your eyes on the prize. It means not letting discouragement, not letting sickness, not letting worry cause you to want to give up and quit. Oh, Lord, why the Lord asking me to preach this sermon today? Amen. I believe, praise God, that we have to do that because this race that we are in, can I tell you, is not a 50-yard dash. It's not a 100-yard dash. And I know I'm dating myself. 100-meter run. It's a long-distance run that we are in. This thing that we call this Christian race, and I equate it. You all heard the sermon that I preached, praise God. I'm not going to preach that. I equate it to a marathon. Yes, sir. Yes. In other words, it is something that's going to take a long, long, long time. Yeah. Yeah. Some of us got in this race over 60, 70 years ago. Some of us may have gotten in this race just yesterday. Some of us got in this race no more than about 30 years ago. But praise God, but thank God, we're still in the race. Praise God. So when we look at this text, and I said that it followed close behind chapter 11. And everybody in here is a Bible reader, praise God. Y'all know what chapter 11 of Hebrew is all about. It talks about the hall of fame of those faithful believers. And we find that this chapter follows that. Amen. And what it is telling us, that we must stay focused. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you must stay focused. And the days that we're living in today, praise God, you can become easily distracted by all of the things that are going on. But let me give you five things that we could do, and it's all in the text. I want you to put verse Hebrews chapter 1, verse 12 up there. I'm going to look at the A clause. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And y'all look at it as we dissect it. Praise God. Because there are some things that we must do to stay focused. The writer of Hebrews starts it out by saying, therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Stop right there. You see, the word therefore is a call for us to look at those who have gone on before us. That's what it's talking about. And I believe that there may be someone in here today. I don't know why the Lord is allowing me to preach this. There might be somebody in here today. Praise God. You've been in this race. Amen. And you are on the brink of giving up. Some of you may be frustrated. You may be tired, fed up with church. Praise God. I'm talking about sick of church people. Sick of all of those church hypocrites, as you call them. Praise God. And so my message to you today, praise God, is just to stay focused. Don't put your eyes on those so-called hypocrites. Amen. We learned this morning that Peter was nothing but a hypocrite. But guess what? Man, his name is still written in the book of life. You see, what this text is telling us to look around. Oh, that's the first point I want to look at. It's telling us to look around. I want everybody to look around in here. Look around in Second Union. So what this Bible was telling those folk is that I want you to look at those heroes of faith. And I want us to look around in here today. If you are a young person, I want you to look around at some of those middle-aged folk. And if you're a middle-aged person, I want you to look around at some of these older folk. Amen. And if you're one of those older folks, I want you to look around at some of these oxygenarians. And what am I trying to say? Praise God. Not one of them, amen, not one of them have had a life of flower beds and ease. Every last one of them have had some struggles in their life. And so he's telling them to, therefore, since we are compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, praise God, he wanted us to look around. Look at those heroes of faith. Praise God. Look at them. You can learn from them. They lived, praise God, and they have already lived. You see, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And that Hebrew chapter 11 tells us about every last one of them. That's why I had to make it clear that we are not in a sprint. We are not in a 100-yard dash. I want you to vision yourself sitting in a large arena. They have already lived. You see, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And that Hebrew chapter 11 tells us about Every last one of them. That's why I had to make it clear that we are not in a sprint. We're not in a 100-yard dash. I want you to vision yourself sitting in a large arena and you getting ready to do, praise God, about a, I may not make it too long, praise God, because some people ain't going to make it. Let's say we're doing about 2 or 3 miles and you got all of those folks in there and they are cheering you on. Now, they know that while you are running, you're getting agitated. You're going through some things, praise God, but they are cheering you on to tell you to keep on going. And praise God, and then those who have gone on before us are asking us to look at them. Amen. Therefore, we are to look around us. Every time I think about the first time I walked into this church. How many of y'all remember that first day? Amen. When I first walked into this church, praise God. And if I would allow my mind just to go back, praise God. And as I look at all of those folk who are cheering me on right now, cheering you on right now, praise God, telling me, praise God, to stay in that race, even though things may seem like they're hard. Maybe things seem like you can't make it, but look at us. Oh, y'all don't mind if I call a roll just for a few. Amen. I think about, praise God, Sister Phillips. Amen. That was her spot right there. Praise God. I think about Sister Chalk. Praise God. I think about Deacon Anderson, Wesley Anderson Sr. Praise God. And I say, look at them. They withstood, praise God, the time. But guess what? They are all written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. So we're to look at them. Look around. So when we look at that first part of that text, it says, therefore, seeing we all compass about a great cloud of witnesses, praise God, we are to look around, amen, at all of those who have gone on before us, all of those who are struggling and going through things right now, and look at the examples that they have set for us. But the second thing, amen, if you look at the B clause in that text, it says, therefore, seeing that we are compassed about a great cloud of witnesses, it goes on to say, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so do easily beset us. So praise God, first thing that we do is we have to take a time to look around. Second thing that we have to do if we want to stay focused, and that is to lay aside some stuff. And you want to know some of the stuff that we need to lay aside. Some of it in the eyes of the beholder may be some things that are good. Amen. And there are certainly some things that are bad. Because he said, lay aside every weight. Amen. Amen. Somebody had asked me one day, what is a weight? What did we say, lay aside a weight? What is, do I have to go put down something? No. You won't know what the weights that he's telling us to lay aside. That's why I'm telling us to be, we're staying focused. We're staying focused on him. You see, a weight means whatever is getting in your way that is preventing you praise God, from cultivating a deeper relationship with God. So that means that anything, praise God, that is keeping you from going to higher heights and deeper depths in Him, whether or not it's good or whether or not it's bad, is telling us to lay it aside. Oh man, now I can get into some things that we need to lay aside, but I don't want to get down to that. But you know, there's some things that we can lay aside. Praise God. We could lay aside some of these pleasures that we have. We can lay aside, praise God, our love for our homes, our love for our automobiles, our love for our jobs, our love for our friends. Praise God. We can lay aside some of those things. Y'all want to know another thing that we can lay aside? And I got to say this during football season, praise God, because it would be a shame if Jesus Christ would crack the sky and, praise God, not find you, I'm talking about on a bright Sunday morning, not find you around nobody's church, not find you reading nobody's Bible, not finding you praying for nobody, but find you, praise God, cheering on your favorite football team. Praise God. So we have to lay aside those things. And praise God, He said not only lay aside those weights, but He said lay aside the sin that so easily beset us. I won't get into the sin, praise God, because we know ourselves. Amen. We know the things that we need to lay down. If it's a sin, praise God, that's blocking us, praise God, from having a closer relationship with Him. So He's just telling us, praise God, that we have to lay aside that sin, whatever that sin might be. Praise God. But then we go on to the third thing that we see in that verse. Therefore, seeing that we also compassed about by such a greater cloud of witnesses, says, let us lay aside every weight and sin, which so do it easily beset us. And then I like this last phrase, this C phrase of verse 12. And he says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So let me find an L for that. So that means that we should be laboring ahead. Somebody said, what you mean by laboring ahead? Praise God. There are some things, praise God, that we need to do, praise God, in order to take us closer to Him. Somebody say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I go to church every Sunday. What you mean by I need to labor ahead? You need to do some laboring ahead. So you can do some laboring ahead by attending Sunday school. I know we do it via telephone. You can labor ahead by doing some Bible study. I know we do it by telephone. Praise God. You can do some laboring ahead, praise God, by picking up your telephone. How many of you here love telephones? Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Don't fat down. Y'all love that phone. Praise God. That phone. You know what you can do? Talking about laboring ahead. We got some members in here right now. Praise God. We're going through some things. We got some members in here today who just come from being operated on. We got some people in here today, praise God, who are going through some things. And praise God, I'm talking about laboring ahead. Praise God, and we ought to be on our knees. We ought to be in our beds. We ought to be sitting down where we sit. And praise God, we ought to be praying that God will heal their bodies. And guess what? Since we are so in love with these things called cell phones, praise God, we could pick up that cell phone, praise God, and every now and then call somebody, ask them how well they're doing. I was riding Friday. I had gone to do some things, and I have a fraternity brother who is in the nursing home. On the 2nd of December, he's going to turn 92 years old. So I was riding, and the Spirit quickened my mind and said, you know, you need to go visit Brother Roberts. I said, wow. Oh, the Spirit would tell me that. I'm driving my truck. I'm going. So I turned down Versailles, went on down, and I went to the nursing home. Not Annie Mae Mathers. Praise God, the one that's over there by Lavallee, right across the street from Lavallee. Come on, somebody give me the name of it. Say it again. Not Lexington House. No. I'm on Windermere, going down. Windermere coming on down. Windermere coming on down. It's on the coming on down towards. Say that again. Brookhaven, Brookdale. Praise God. Thank you. And so, I said, well, let me go in here, and visit this brother. And when I walked through the door, I told her, I said, look, I'm looking for Brother and Sister Roberts. And the lady said, oh, yeah, they just finished eating. Okay. And I said, well, can they take any visitors? Oh, yeah, they can take some visitors. And so they took me to the room. Praise God. And when the door opened, oh, Lordy, when the door opened, I'm talking about laboring ahead. When the door opened, here's a man that's just about ready to turn 92 years old. And his wife standing there, and when they saw my face, I wished that I could have taken a picture of the expression that was on their face. And I sat there, and I think I sat there for about an hour. And then I left. Praise God. We're talking about laboring ahead. I'm talking about doing some things, praise God, that's going to help brothers and sisters. Amen. Sisters, you need to go visit some of these sisters. Brothers, you need to go visit some of these brothers. If you can't visit them, pick up the telephone. Call them. Ask them, praise God, how's your day going? You just don't know what that does for a person. Amen. And if everybody in here, praise God, will just find somebody.
Therefore, seeing we are also compassed about by such a greater cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street.